Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. So excited to have you connected on today. We don't take your presence for granted. We appreciate you so much for being a part of this platform. And of course, we are just grateful to have you and thankful that you have chosen to share with us today. We're excited because this is a place where we come together as leaders. We believe that this is the place to grow, to be who God has called us to be. And we do not take these moments for granted. We recognize seasons like this are so important for us to grow, to evolve, to be who God has called us to be. And we have a mantra. It's a biblical standard: iron sharpens iron. And that's why you're here, because you want to be in a place where you can get practical applications and tools that could help you curate vision and also navigate the season of leadership and the terrain you must go through to deliver on what God has given you to deliver on. I'm thankful for all of you that have been listening to this podcast for months, even years. And I want to encourage those of you that are first timers to make sure you follow me. If you're not following me, let's go. Joseph Walker 3, Instagram. Make sure you do it now. Would love to connect with you. It would mean a lot to me if you did. Joseph Walker 3 on Instagram. Please do that. Let's stay connected. I believe great things are in store when we do. And I appreciate you so much. And I value the opportunity we have to share on today. I want you to go to my website if you desire some books and things and content. I've got books on relationships, on leadership. I got books on stewardship. You name it. It's out there. Go check it out. JosephWalker3.org. Get our merch. Find out when I'll be in your area speaking. And if you're interested in having us to come and to be a part of your conference or speak to your team, we are here to do it. We make ourselves available. We just want everybody to really be a next level leader. We want to see you manifest greatness in your life. I want to also thank God for all of you that support my wife and I's YouTube channel. It's called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. Go check it out. I think it'll bless you. Go hit some subscribe buttons over there and like buttons and comment and make sure that you take those principles as well. And of course, finally, are you a part of the most exciting book club out right now? It's called Next Level Leader Book Club. That's right. I want you to be a part. How do you do it? All you got to do is text the word book club to 78228 and you're in. And we'll send you information on how to get the books and what books we're reading. We're reading 25 books in 2025. So, hey, you can get started right now. But I believe that readers are leaders and leaders are readers. I just believe that's what happens. And so let's go. Let's do it. Today, got an interesting topic and one that I'm really excited to share with you. It's about how to make sure your vision is not lost in translation. This is a big one because a lot of people, they have great vision. By the time that vision gets to the people that need to deliver on it, it's lost in translation because it's passed down through too many people. You ever thought what the Bible says? It's write the vision, make it plain, that those who read it can run with it. But what happens is that by the time people get a chance to read it, it's gotten lost in translation because of a variety of different things that disrupts the flow of the vision. Today, I want to help you mitigate that and help you control that to make sure that your vision does not get lost in translation and the people can actually fulfill it. First of all, number one, communicate with clarity. Use straightforward language. Avoid jargons. Make sure the language you use allows every single person to be involved. This is why it's important to communicate with clarity. Let people know this is what I'm saying and why I'm saying it. This is what you have to do. So when you write a vision, clarity is the most important thing. One of my mentors said to me, clarity. What is it that you want to do? It's the clarity of that moment. Being very clear so that people can understand
at every level of retention what the objective is. Leave nothing for chance. You as the visionary, you as the leader, are responsible for downloading that vision into your team. And as you do it, I want to encourage you to communicate that vision with clarity and communicate that vision with great intentionality. And so by doing that, number two, you visualize it with vividness. You use visuals and metaphors to paint a compelling picture of your vision, and it makes it easier for others to grasp. I write like this all the time when I'm teaching my team and staff. I'm always drawing pictures and say, imagine this and that. Let me tell you something. It's something powerful about visualizing it when people see it. You see, because what happens, think about it. People hear you, but they don't see what you're saying. Because their inability to see it has a lot to do with their limited scope of vision. You as a leader are seeing so much because you're exposed to so much, because you're out there. A lot of people are limited, and so they just hear you, but it doesn't translate because they don't have the ability to actually visualize it. Helping your team visualize where you're trying to go is powerful, whether that's taking folks to places that you admire, whether it's showing a short film to people, some influencer has some YouTube page out there finding that. Whatever the case may be, it's important for people to get an optic, a visualization of it. You got to imagine. Sometimes it's hard to do that when you've always known things one way. So when you start imagining and reimagining what it could be, then it helps the team aim toward that with a great deal of certainty. Number three is setting measurable milestones. Now let's talk about it. I mean, let's getting those clearly defined things on our plate, very clear. Here's what we're trying to do. Here's what we're trying to accomplish. And here are the milestones we're going to celebrate along the way. When you have measurable milestones, you have systems in place that can measure the efficacy of your movement. You don't want to have just a lot of motion, but there's no movement. So what I want you to hear is that you have to say, by this time, we want to be here. By that time, I want to be here. You go back and you look at it and say, okay, this time has come. How far are we away from here, or how close are we from here? See how that works? So that is one of the things that could be a tremendous blessing to you if you truly, truly, truly set those milestones for yourself. And I want to encourage you to do it. I want to encourage you to do it, encourage you to do it, because it can be a game changer for your life. Okay? All right. So let's go a little further, because I think that this is a blessing for so many of you who are tuned in, and I really appreciate it so much. All right. So let's go to number four. Let's engage in regular reinforcement. Let's constantly, you know, reinforce our vision in our meetings, in our emails, even in casual conversations. Let's keep this thing top of mind. Let's let people know, here's where we are. Here's what we're measuring. Here's what we're trying to accomplish. I'm reinforcing this vision. I'm sending a note. I do this to my team. I'll send a paragraph, or I'll send something and say, just reminding you, this is what we're trying to do. Let's all be on one accord. It keeps it front of mind, because sometimes out of sight is truly out of mind. So let's make certain that as we are moving toward the goal here, that we are absolutely reinforcing what this vision is, so that it doesn't get lost in translation. When people hear from you, and let me break this down, because my team told me it's something different when they hear from you. When they hear from you as a leader, it becomes something that is irrefutable. They will not deny it because they know it came from you. If it's passed down sometimes to others, those critical matters, there's a hesitancy and a suspicion about it. So I want you today to truly, truly understand you've got to be the one to communicate that vision. You've got to be the one to let the team know with clarity what it is you're trying to do. And you, I'm talking to you have to be the one. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to be the one to constantly reinforce what you have already shared. Here's number five, model the vision in action. Like, invite yourself, come to a place where you say, you know what, I'm going to let my actions speak for me. If I am pursuing a particular thing, I am going to model that in what it may look like. People are watching you. As a leader, they want to know, does this work? You know, We set out, for example, in our ministry to do a health and wellness program. It was a vision. We were clear about it. Several years ago, my wife and I set out to change the narrative of health in the Black church in particular. And we set out on this whole logistical plan about diet, about information, building a church fit model that we felt could be great. And then we realized the only way that people are going to support this and follow this is they have to see results from me as a leader. Man, I am not half the man I used to be. I have dropped those pounds. I am living healthier now. And that's what I believe you're talking about. I believe with all of my heart, and let me tell you now, I believe that when you model this, what you're saying to people is, look at me. You're saying, I want to be the example. I want to be the person that you can look at and see how this vision manifests in the lives of other people. Look at my lifestyle. Look at the things I'm doing. If I'm teaching on finances, look at how I'm living and how I'm supporting my future. If I'm talking about marriage, look at my life and my wife and look at my husband, look at my family. You want to be the model. And when you model it, it goes to that thing I said a couple of podcasts ago, you being what you're telling people they can do. They have to see it to be it. And you've got to be it so they'll do it. So model that vision in action. And number six is about encourage two-way communication. Invite people to have feedback. Listen to your folks. As a leader, man, open up your ears and listen to what people are saying. Give them platform to speak freely and to help you steward this amazing vision, to give you ideas and talk to you about specific things that they may be dealing with or struggling with. Two-way communication, not just directives, telling people what to do, but allowing people to clarify misunderstandings that might have occurred along the way. That's what it's all about. I believe in this all my heart, two-way communication. I'm not going to be the only one talking. I want people to talk back to me. Let's review this, guys. All right? We're talking about how to assure your vision does not get lost in translation. And we talked about communicating it with clarity. Be very clear up front. What is it you're trying to do? Number two, visualizing with vividness, making certain we can get people to see what we're trying to accomplish, to envision it in their own lives. Then we're going to set measurable milestones. We're going to make sure that the milestones we set are measurable to the degree that we trust that as we move forward, you're going to chronicle those things and they'll come to pass. Here's the next one. It's about regular reinforcement. I want to constantly drive this for home until you get tired of me. I want to constantly remind you, hey guys, we're keeping this vision going. We're pushing this forward every single day. And then I want to set those measurable milestones. As I accomplish a certain thing at a certain time, I want to celebrate that because that's a milestone. That's what's going to help people become better. And then number seven, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. Celebrate progress publicly. Celebrate progress publicly. Let that sit in. Somebody does something extraordinary. It's one thing to pull them in the office and say, congratulations, great work. But when you celebrate a person publicly, it increases the morale of that person. But it also says to those who are not plugged in, we celebrate our own. So I want to encourage you to recognize and celebrate milestones, making the journey toward the vision a shared journey and a shared experience. This is what it's about, ladies and gentlemen. It's about along the path of leadership, you got to identify those people that are doing extraordinary things. And you got to honor them, encourage them, push them. Whew. I hope this helps. I really do. I've learned when you celebrate people, the very people you celebrate turn right back around and they celebrate you in regards to where they are on the journey. I want to thank you. I do. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to this podcast on today. Now, listen, if you are not following me on Instagram, shame on you. Follow me now, Joseph Walker 3. I love to stay connected. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. And also make certain that you spend a little time. If you don't mind going to our website, josephwalker3.org, get information there that'll bless you, books, etc. And then make certain, above all, that you go to Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. And while you're there on that YouTube page, make sure you follow me. Make sure you pray for me, because I'm going to be praying for you. Thank you for rocking with me today. I'm Dr. Joseph Warren Walker III. This is Next Level Leader Podcast. I pray God's blessing be upon you and yours. Peace. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph With You.